Welcome to FMU Shalmish, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Yudal, the Noiz Vodar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We learned in the previous Daf, in Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, when it says in the Torah not to eat something, does it mean also not to enjoy it or not? According to Rabbi Elazar, Achilo includes Hano. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to enjoy it. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Achil does not necessarily include a no, unless it says, lo ye'ochil, should not be eaten, then it includes a no. So it says the Gemara, if you dial down, mudal on top, tani chizkiyo misayya le'Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Mi ma'ashra sh'ne'ema. It says in the Pasuk, chelev shor v'chelev eiz, lo yisoy chelu, you should not eat the fat of an ox or a goat. Leiz a dover ne'emar, v'chelev nevelo, v'chelev treifo yos, l'chol melocha. Why the Torah has to tell me that the fat of a nevelo and treifo, dead animal, or a sick animal, you can use l'chol melocha, you can have a no from it? To tell you, afilu l'melechas gavoya, that you can enjoy it, I would think that maybe a chelev and nevelo, even though you can enjoy it, but you can't use it for kachim. So chizhiz, you can use it for kachim. So what do you see over here? That according to this bright soul, when it says not to eat, it doesn't say not to enjoy. Clothes you could enjoy. That's like a b'yechanan. I need to have a special pasuk to tell you you can even benefit kachim with it. But according to Rabbi Elazar, the reason why you have to have the pasuk is because if it just says not to eat, it means not to enjoy. So it has to tell you that you're allowed to enjoy. And the b'yechanan goes on, continuing the same halach. Says Gemara, Mashe ne'amar akadam lo yishechelu. Says not to eat blood. Le'ezid dover ne'amar lo eretz yishechelu kamayim. What does it say that you throw to the ground like water? So according to Ablaz of the teacher, you can enjoy it. As we saw in the previous daf. But according to this price, which is like a birchon, you learn something else. Ma'amayim machshirim afadamiyim machshir. The same way the water is machshir, zroim, and fruits to get tumo, so also blood is machshir, is considered to be a liquid as machshir tumo. Ma'amayim shenehemar lo yisoyichlu kol nevelo. It says not to eat a nevelo. Le'ezid over nehemar lagerish v'sharecho tidner v'achol. That's why you have to tell me that you can give it to a ger to eat it. We talk about a ger toisho. So according to Blazo to tell you that you can enjoy it. But according to this Brisa, which goes like a Yochanan, Ba'aloi Diyach is going to teach you the Ger Toshav Oichel Benevelus. The Ger Toshav could eat an Nevelo. To tell you that he's allowed to eat an Nevelo. Masha Shereyama, it says in the Pasuk, Besar Besodet Trefo Lois Oichlu. Don't eat Trefo. Matam Loim Ala Kerev Tashlichu Noi. So he has to tell me you could throw it to a dog. Again, according to Blazo to teach you that you can enjoy it. But according to this Brisa, which goes like a Yochanan, this is what you throw to the dog. When you have chulin, the shecht and the azor, which are also b'achilo, then you don't throw them to the kelev. Meaning, this you're not allowed to enjoy. Chulin sheshchetu b'azor, the shecht and the azor, you're not allowed to enjoy it. So this whole brisa goes like a b'yichron. Continues the one says, "Mesnis b'seir ledin, u'mesnis b'seir ledin." We have a brisa like a b'yichron, a brisa like a blazer. Mestris of Israel, a blazer. The brisa that goes like a blazer. It says, "Lo yochel chametz." Why it says the lashon lo yochel and not lo yochel? And we already know in alayit chametz. What are you adding over here? La'asoy is a machil koichel. Someone who feeds somebody else chametz is also over an iser. V'atayim la'asoy is a machil koichel. Tells you that someone who's feeding is also aser. Oh, no le'aser ba'noy. Maybe just tells you now let enjoy it. Kishoyim lo'asoy chalav chametz. It already says in the pasuk, don't eat chametz. Halamanu shosur ba'noy. Because when it says not to eat, it includes not to enjoy. Ma'atomad lomer lo yochel chametz. So why? What's the extra pasuk lo yochel and loshon yeochel? So it's a machil koichel to say that someone who feeds is like someone who eats. Tivri Abishayo. And this is exactly Rabbi Elazar that a chilo stam a chilo includes a no. I don't need that. Umas shvatzim kolim also beim as a machil koichel shvatzim which they sur lav. And there someone feeds somebody else is chayov like someone who eats. You learn from the pasuk lo yisoichlum lahaz the gedoyim laktanya one cannot feed somebody else. Chometz a chomer in yudin shenase boi samachik loichel. So chometz is more chomer, of course. Someone who feeds will be usher. Matu tomud loimar lo yochel chometz. Why tells you not to eat chometz and loshen lo yochel? To ba'akosov lo oyser ba'anor. From here you learn now let enjoy it. This is like a beichanon. That lo yochel, when it says lo yochel, doesn't include enjoyment. Lo yochel doesn't include enjoyment. As the Gemara goes on to explain. Begin the chtiv lo yochel. If you want to say lo yochel, just say don't eat. Leisham, you know, klum. You don't learn from anything. That Isra Ano is not included in achilo. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, Liyasik by Torah Mikiraim, now let him use the chametz to heat up an oven. So the Gemara, Avar v'hisik, what happens if he did go and use the chametz to heat up an oven? Yevek Adol, we'll go like the following. We're referring to using arlor or kilaim. So it says over there, im chadosh yutatz. If the oven is brand new, it's the first time you're heating it, so you have to break the oven, because the first heating of the oven strengthens the oven and makes it intact. So this oven is based on something else, so you have to break it. Im yashan, if the oven was already used a few times, and now you're just heating something, yutzan. Yutzan means you cool it off, and then you can use it again. Same thing over here. Now that's the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi learns that you have to burn chametz. It's not enough to just get rid of the chametz. Says the more dino. It's a kav chomer. We don't have a din that you now I have it in the house. There's no bali roar bali motzei pigul v'noiser. The din is the what? You have to burn it. Chometz you have to get rid of. You can't have it in the house. Of course, you have to burn it. And that's the only way to get rid of it. If something is more severe, more chomer than something else, so of course we'll have the dinim and something else. But if this will bring you to a kula, if this will bring you to something which is more lenient, you can't do the kavachomer. Now, why here is going to bring you to something more lenient? Explain the more in the fudal damon base. Haim lo yinis manalo, or what happens? A person does not can't find wood. He can't. Doesn't have fire. So now you're not going to get rid of the chametz. You have to get rid of the chametz. So Chaim say, I can't require one to get rid of chametz only through burning, because then that will bring him to leniency. If he doesn't have fire, he's not going to get rid of the chametz. The Gemara is going to bring now a few other examples where we have a similar discussion regarding the chaymer that brings to a kula. According to Reb Chaim, when we started these examples, we don't start with the words Omer Avyudo. So the Gemara goes like this. It says in the Pasuk, Ishok, he says, Ria v'yolda zocher. So a woman has a child. Matom udloin, why do you have to say zocher? Fishinem avetom shivas yomim uvayom eshwini yim oil. It says the woman, when she gives birth, the first 7 days she's tummy. And the 8 days of bris milah, shomeani b'yoytzecha, that someone who's alive, they do bris milah. Shum etames imoy tumas leido, he will make his mother have a tumas leido, that when the baby is born, the mother becomes tummy. Minayla yoytzemez, how do you know when the child is born dead? Shum etames imoy tumas leido, he also makes his mother tummy tumas leido. Omav yudo, ariani dan. I'm telling you, kavachim. When a baby is born alive, doesn't make his mother tummy in a tumas mates. Anybody with him, or anybody come with his mother, it won't make her tummy tumas shiva. There's no tumas mates over here. Still, metames imoy tumas later, but tuma of a later that a child makes, meaning the baby causes his mother to become a tuma, which is tumas later, which is equivalent to a nida and a zava. So Mimele, he does cause of that tumor. Hayoitze meis, when the baby is born dead. Shu metame es imoy. He does metame as mother. Vesaboyim imoy, according to Reb Chaim, take out these words. Vesaboyim imoy lo'oil b'tumas shiva. Anybody comes with the mother into the same tent will become tame tumas meis for 7 days. Ein yodin shetame es imoy tumas leido. So kol v'chaimer, that he will make the mother tame tumas leido as well. That's how Abidu learns it. They told Reb Yehuda, don't say that kavachomer. Why not? Any kavachomer that brings you a leniency is not a kavachomer. We know the din is when a live baby is born, so then the mother is tame for a certain amount of time. If it's a male, she's tame for 7 days. If it's a female, she's tame for 14 days. And after that, she's tame for a certain amount of time. A male for 33 days, and a female for 66 days. So if you're learning from a live baby to a dead baby, you will have also tahara by a dead baby, which is a leniency. So I can't do it based on kal v'chomer. Im lo yizachisi min adin, I can't use a kal v'chomer. Lefika chomer toiro, zocher, the rabbis is a mace. That's why it says zocher, extra word to tell you that a mace is also metames imor, not based on kal v'chomer. Kayetzibo, another example. It says in the pasuk, teishu b'sukkos. You have to sit in a sukkah. What the sukkah has to be made out of? Sukkah shekoldover, any material can be used for a sukkah. Shaya Abudo Imer says Abudo Adi Noisen Kavochaim will tell you Shaloi Teasuka Boy Lama Abasa meaning. L'chor suka should be built only from the four meaning of the lulav. Ma'im lulav sheinu noeg b'leilus kebiyomim. Lulav that's taken only in the day. You don't use. There's no mitzvah of lulav in the night. Einu b'ayim arba'as aminim. You can use only the four meaning of the lulav in the lulav. Suka sheinu heges b'leilus kebiyomim. Suka which is night and day. Einu din shalay savo elam arba'as aminim. So of course it should be only from arba'as aminim. Am lulav b'yudo. So tol b'yudo kol din shetadan shetchilos la'akma v'soif la'akel einu din. And Nikavochimers, like we said before, that will bring you to leniency is not Kavochimer. What's the leniency over here? Similar to what we said regarding Chametz. Haloi Motso Ma'abasa meaning Yeshaloi Beloi Sukkah. So he doesn't have these four meanings. He's not going to have a Sukkah. For Amr Toyo Ateishu Besukkah, Sukkah Shikol Dover. So that's what Toyo says, be in a Sukkah to tell you any Sukkah made out of any material is good enough. V'chen Ezra, similar we find Apostle in Ezra. Supposedly there it says, go around, go to the mountain, and go build the sukkah. And it says over there that the sukkah can be built from any material. Because the pasuk says, Ali zayis, ali etz shemen, ali hadas, ali tmoim, ali etz avos, any types of material you can use to build a sukkah. So we bring you other examples where the kavul chomer of Yehuda does not work. Continues the Gemara and says, Chozer Abiyudo regarding Chometz, V'donah Dinachi, says, you know what, I'll say a different way to learn, that you have to burn it. Chometz also Be'achilo, V'noisar also Be'achilo. Chometz you're not allowed to eat. Noisar, which is Kochim, that were left overnight, or over the time they're supposed to be, you're not also not allowed to eat. Ma'zeh B'sreifa, Zeh B'sreifa, Noisar you burn this, you also burn. That's called the Limud of Binyanav, Saka V'chomer. If I say, I found something else you can't eat and you have to burn, so similarly over here, you can't eat, you have to burn. Omrulo Nevelo Tuchiach, what about a Nevelo? Dead animal, she has sur b'achilo ve'ena b'sefer. You're not allowed to eat it, but you don't have to burn it. Amalem chametz also b'achilo u'be'anoyo ve'noisar also b'achilo u'be'anoyo. It says by chametz, you're not allowed to eat, you're also not allowed to enjoy it. And also noisar, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to enjoy it, according to everybody. Al techiach nevelo she'en asur b'anero. Don't bring me a riot from nevelo, which you are allowed to enjoy. Amalem yivari shoreniskol yuchiyah, what about shoreniskol? An axe who gored a man and killed him. So you go and you stone the shore. So what shore niskal yochiach? She was also ba'achilu ve'anoyo ve'einu b'sreifo. You're not allowed to enjoy shore niskal. And still you don't have to burn it. So the chur arayat here. Amar lehem chametz also ba'achilu ve'anoyo ve'chayavim alav karis. By chametz, in addition to the fact that it's also ba'achilu ve'anoyo, someone eats it, it's chayav karis. Ve'noisa as well, also ba'achilu ve'anoyo ve'chayavim alav karis. So you have three things that are similar. Al yochiach sharanisko ishein chavim of karis. Sharanisko you now enjoy it, but there's no karis over there. Amar loy v'arei chelav sharanisko. What about the fat of sharanisko? Yochiach, that will prove you. Shu also b'achilu v'anoy. You now eat it, you now enjoy it like the rest of the sharanisko. V'chavim of karis is karis because it's chelav. V'einu b'sevi still enough to burn it. Amar lehem chametz also b'achilu uve'anoyo. V'chavim of karis v'yesh lo yizman. There's four things now. Except the fact that it's also b'achila anoin, you have chorus, also what makes it also is the time. Because when you get to Erev Pesach, that's when the chorus becomes asur. Tell me, v'noisa as well, also b'achila u'be'anoin v'chavim l'chorus v'yesh l'zman. What's the noisa? That you left it over time. There's no time. It's not an issue that depends on time. Hashem talui is a korban that comes, a person that has a suffix if he's chayav chatos. So there, what happens if Hashem Tolu was a noiser? According to Abiyud, the Meseches Tmura, you bury it, you don't burn it. So that's what Gemara says over here, b'shitas. According to your opinion regarding Hashem Tolu, which became a noiser, Yochiach, what's going to prove? Shu asur b'achilo uve'anoy. Now let it, now let enjoy it. Chavim alav karis because it's noiser. V'yesh lo zman depends on time because it's noiser. V'einu b'sreifa. You say you bury it. V'shasak Abiyud, we did not have what to answer in this question. Says the Gemara now, Tanya Shlo Yigiyaz Man Biurua Tamivaroi B'chol Dover. The one Brisa says, before the time of the beer, you can get rid of the chametz any way you want. Mishigiyaz Man Biurua, once you got the time of the beer, Tamivaroi B'Sreifo, then you should burn it. Aser Kabuda, that's like a Kabuda that holds the eco way to get rid of chametz is by burning. So before this man of beer, you can get rid of chametz any way you want. But when it comes the time of the beer, now you have to do the mitzvah of the Torah to burn it. Is tani tani, there's another braisa that says the opposite. Actually, gizman biuroi tamavari b'sreifa. Until the time of the biur, you can burn it if you want to. Or as Reb Chaya points out, it's maybe preferable to burn it because it's a better way to get rid of it. Mishagizman biur, once you get to the time of the biur at mavari b'chol dover, then you have to burn. Then you get rid of it anyway. Just get rid of it as soon as possible. Why? Because we're not now required to do sreifa. And other rabba, don't look for wood and wait to find fire. The house of karbon, that's a karbonon, then the main way to get rid of chametz is not necessarily straightforward. Continuing one that is on Mudalef, Rabbi Oimer Tashbisu, Seomi Batechem, Dovo Shuba Yoror Balimotze. Rabbi agrees to Abudo that you have to burn the chametz. But how does he learn it? Because this Tashbisu, get rid of it. Because I don't want you to go to buy Yoror Balimotze. Vehezi is a besreifa. How do you get rid of chametz completely? That's completely now in the world. Besreifa. Meaning it's more of a logical thing. The Torah says to get rid of it so you won't get the Bal Yoror Bal Yimotzeh. The ideal way if it's something that be completely gone from the world is through Sreifa. And if so, says Reb Chaim, according to Rebbe, even before this man you should burn it. Because the way to get rid of chametz is not because you come into the time and it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. It's because you don't want to have Bal Yoror Bal Yimotzeh. So anytime you get rid of chametz, the main way to do it is through burning. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yirmiyahu Abayi. Rav Yirmiyahu asked the following question. A petach chamor is a firstborn donkey. What's the din me'atoyro? You have to do a rifa, you have to cut off his head. Now what happens if the petach chamor was meimis, meaning it was like a shor niskel. He gored or hit some person and caused him to die. How do you now kill this petach chamor? Should you chop off the head, because that was there before, even before he killed a person, he was chayav ba'arifa. Or now that he became like a shor haniskel, he killed a person, now you have to stone it. And the Gemara brings this question because of the following question, which is negia to Pesach. Rabbi Yonah bar Levi shal chalos toido shenasu noiser. When you have the bread of toido, which becomes noiser, what do you do with it? So they didn't buy noiser, so you have to burn it. This was just, as the Gemara just said before. But according to Rabbanon, by chametz, you don't burn. You get rid of it any way you can. Now here you have chalos toido that became noiser, and came Pesach on Yudal Nisan. So what should you do? Should you burn it like any other noiser? Or now that it's chametz, you should get rid of it the way you get rid of every chametz, which is not necessarily burning? Answers the Gemara we use here, the Gersa of Chaim. Neymar, im nasu noiser actually gives man biruun, if it became noiser before the time biru chametz, so then is a tam evaron b'sreifa. Then you're required to do sreifa, because sreifa was there before you reached the time of biru chametz. If they became nicer after you came to the time of the beer, meaning the first was chal, the Easter beer, and that could be done anyway, then you don't have to burn it. Then you get rid of it any way you want, because you always go based on the first thing that you had over here. And you know that goes back to Petach Hamar. Petach Hamar was born with the requirement of a rifo, of chopping off its head. So now that it killed a person, you still keep that same miso, and there's no skilo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yudalit.